Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Thank you. I write this on Veterans Day, the official United States public holiday observed annually on November the 11th, honoring military veterans, that is, persons who've served in the United States Armed Forces. It actually coincides with other holidays, such as Remembrance Day in the United Kingdom, which is my country of birth. Around this time, perhaps more so than ever, we hear people say, "Thank you for your service." They may say this to a surviving veteran, or they may post a similar comment on social media to honor a deceased family member or friend who previously served in the military. The only sacrifice I can think of that's even higher than serving in the military is to give one's life in the act of doing so, which is, of course, what we honor on Memorial Day. It seems so trivial of me to connect military service with the workplace, but the phrase, "thank you for your service," resonated with me more than ever these past few days, especially as we're heading to Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks' time. My observation has been that few employees are truly thankful for what they've received. Most employees don't appreciate what they have. It's often said that employers will pay just enough so that people won't leave, and the employees will do just enough to not get fired. I'm not sure I agree with that analogy. It seems rather cynical to me, because I've actually seen many people be overpaid, in my opinion, for what they actually do. Likewise, I've seen many people go the extra mile and still not be paid what they're worth. If you're an employee, have you ever stopped to consider that an entrepreneur or a collection of entrepreneurs started the business that you now work in? It's not hard to align with this fact if you work for a startup, as you probably work alongside that person or those persons. Even when I was an employee for the large global publicly traded corporation Hilton Hotels, it was not hard to cast my mind back a few decades and think about Conrad Hilton, the founder of the company and great-grandfather of the wonderful Paris Hilton. As a side note, I did meet Paris Hilton once at what used to be their headquarters in Beverly Hills, and she actually said to me, quote, "You sound like Hugh Grant," end quote. I was mightily impressed with that comment, as Hugh is from a very posh part of London, whereas I'm from ragamuffin Middle England. I was about to express my gratitude, but she butted in and said, "Yeah, but you're not as good looking." Charming. I've since refused to accept her friend request on Facebook. Even if you work for a government or a quasi-government entity, maybe even if you work for a church, in a very real sense, it was an entrepreneur who had the gall to apply for that school to be built, the cityhood to be granted, or church to be founded. My point being is that we have so much to be grateful for as employees. A person or persons gave their time and talents to help create a place of work we now earn a living from. The definition of an entrepreneur clearly amplifies the risk such people took. They could have lost it all as an entrepreneur. Is defined as a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses, taking on, catch this, greater than normal financial risks in order to do so. I'd encourage employees to reflect during this heightened season of gratitude between Veterans Day and Thanksgiving, the sacrifices made by those who came before them to create the jobs they now have. You know, according to the US Small Business Administration Office of Advocacy, nearly 48% of employees work for small businesses in the United States. 48%. Remember, even those big businesses were once small businesses. Even Walmart, for example, which now employs 2.3 million people, started by one entrepreneur, Sam Walton, just not that many years ago, in 1962. I can only imagine the horrors of war, and I'm immensely grateful for the men and women who gave their time and some of them their lives to be of service to their country. It's often said, there's no greater love than to give one's life for a friend. So as we pause to give thanks, I hope that all employees will also take a moment and reflect on all we have to be grateful for. America may not be perfect. California certainly has its challenges. And even Awesome Town, where I live, aka Valencia, is not always awesome. But they always say the measure of a great country, great state, and great city is when more people want in than want out. Simply, thank you.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.